The mother screamed at the surprised man. The boy freed the knife from the chair just as the man rushed him. The little boy swung the knife wildly. The man's strong hand clamped the little boy's wrist. He stopped the knife in midair, inches from his stomach. "Nice try," the man told him. The little boy's face contorted with anger. His mother leaned against the kitchen counter and clutched her injured arm. The man twisted the boy's wrist and forced the knife to clang to the floor. His mother placed a bloody hand on the wall phone and picked up the receiver. She put her finger in the zero hole and turned the dial to call the operator to get help. The man continued to physically restrain the little boy, who screamed, kicked, and waved his arms like a trapped wild animal. Chapter 2. 1987. The young man looked at President Reagan's smiling portrait on the wall. He moved over a step or two and admired the frame around the college diploma awarded in social work. On the metal file cabinet below, a noisy fax machine spit out papers haphazardly. Seated at the desk a couple feet away, a kindly-looking woman on the verge of retirement shuffled folders on her desk. The logo on them stamped DCYF, which stood for Department of Children, Youth, and Families.